Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Brought to you by Coors Light. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
We're going to keep evaluating it and figure out the best way to do what we need to do and do it with the right people.
You said you're evaluating everything in the offense and as the team in general. Is there something missing in the game plans, you think?
No, I don't think it's in the game plan. It's not in the game plan. It's us executing. We got to do a better job of coaching them to execute what we're trying to do.
It's fake. It's fake accountability. I'm not saying that it lacks integrity. No matter how you look at it, if you go up there and say you're evaluating everything, and then you say 10 seconds after that, before you've even began the evaluation process, but it's not the coaching, it's not the game planning, it's fake. It's either fake accountability, it's either acknowledgement that you can't do anything to change it, or it's just a display of being out of touch. Either way, that is fake accountability. That's not attacking any character, that's not anything. That right there, to do what David Culley did yesterday, is fake. Fake. It's fake accountability. You can't do that. I can't sit here and say, John, I'm going to evaluate the show afterwards. You know what? After this, I got to look at the video. I got to take everything into account. I'm going to evaluate.
But not you and me.
But not me. No, it's not anything I do. It's not anything that Figgy does.
We're evaluating everything but this guy with two thumbs.
You're not evaluating everything if you say that this game plan, which, by the way, I mean, come on. Like, they were even with Deshaun Watson, I think they were in the top half of the league in DVOA one time with Bill O'Brien with this system. So, like, to sit here and say that it's nothing with the game plan with Tim Kelly and stuff, and you're evaluating everything, it's fake. It's fake. That's not harsh. It is fake.
Not only the game plan, but play calls and calls against certain defenses that the Texans were making. Even, you know, someone like me who's been following this game a long time, but I've never coached at that level, I was like, why are you calling that play right there against that defense?
John, you watched college football this week, and we watch college football all the time. These teams are more organized than the Texans. Like, at the end of the third quarter,
you look at the end of the third quarter,
the Texans had the ball. It was 3rd and 6, and there was a timeout. There was a TV timeout. They had 4 minutes or whatever to discuss what they were going to do. They ran the ball on 3rd and 6, which means that it was obviously 4-down territory. So they should have had 2 plays ready to go. That's just common sense. I watched some high school games this week. And they were ready to go. You have 2 plays ready to go. You had 4 minutes to discuss it. They gained 2 yards up the middle on a Rex Burkhead dive. And then they look over to the sidelines like they're surprised they're going for it on 4th down.
Right.
I'm not asking you to be good. I'm not asking you to be effective. I know you don't have a lot of talent, but you don't even, like, coming out of a 4-minute timeout, you don't even know what you're going to do. And from a schematic standpoint, I heard Clint breaking it down yesterday with Sean. Against Cover 2, they're running routes that they shouldn't be running. It is absolute silliness to say you're evaluating everything offensively, but not the game plan. It's fake.
It is.
It's fake.
It absolutely is. And he was. There were some hints yesterday in his post game comments, and his current comments are coming up in just.
We'll hear
a minute.
Him in a sec.
In just a sec. There were some hints. You touched on one. Well, it's everything we're looking at except, you know, us.
Yeah.
And then the other part. Was, you know, he said at one point yesterday, well, we know the players that, you know, that we have, and I'm paraphrasing, so we're going to try to make the most of it. Basically admitting it's just a severely flawed roster. Well, what does that point to when they're even, you know, not playing as well as the roster you might think the roster would play? It's them. It's the coaching staff. It's the play calling. It's the game plan.
Let's hear from David Culley live from NRG. Yesterday, he had an interesting thing to say about the wrist of Tyrod Taylor. I don't know if he knew it was his right wrist that got injured. Tyrod Taylor was cleared to play. Yeah. Make no mistake about it. He was cleared to play. Here is David Culley live from NRG right here on Reaction Monday.
No, we're still evaluating it.
When will you make a decision?
This week, later on in the week.
What's going to be the main thing you're looking for in making that decision?
After we keep evaluating what we're doing and just kind of see where we need to go and what gives us the best chance to win, and we'll make it based off of that. And it will be later on in the week.
You've been saying kind of all year that Tyrod was starting to be healthy. Is this a difficult decision for you to have to make?
No, Christian, not when you're looking at the way we've been playing, the way our offense has been playing. Obviously, the job of our quarterback is to score points and get us in the end zone. And we haven't done that very well, and we're going to see what we need to do to get that corrected. And that's why we're doing the evaluation right now.
What did you think about Davis after he came in yesterday?
I thought he did a good job. I thought he made one bad throw yesterday, the one throw that could have been intercepted that Chris Conley did a nice job of breaking up. But other than that, I thought he did a good job. I mean, you know, he handled things well. Had a couple of alerts that he didn't hit on the run game that we needed to go the other way. He went the other way with it. But that's common when he hasn't been practicing and taking those reps. But I thought he did a good job. And I thought he threw the ball well.
The intentional grounding, and then I think there was another that he was off the mark with. What happened with those two throws? And just seemed like there was some miscommunication.
Brooks, it was just a miscommunication. It was a miscommunication. We had they came up in press coverage. He thought the guy was going to do one thing, and the receiver did another thing. It was simply a miscommunication with he and the receiver being on the same page. And the receiver was right in that particular situation.
Yeah. Are the other issues on offense, getting the receivers more involved, what's it going to take to get more receivers beyond Brandon?
Well, it was one of those games where we tried to get other guys involved, but we just weren't able to do it. We missed a couple of throws yesterday that Ty and receivers should have been pitch and catch with that we didn't get. We had a couple of the illegal formation that we had where we got a big play down the field that ended up bringing the ball back. But there were throws to them that we just didn't connect. We hit and miss with those throws.
How do you plan to divvy up the quarterback reps on Wednesday before you?
Whoever our starter will be taking those reps. I'm hoping that way.
So with Tyrod, how is his wrist feeling today?
He's getting an MRI. They're still evaluating it, and we'll just kind of see how it is. We don't really have the results right now.
It's his non-throwing wrist.
It's the left arm.
So the decision by Wednesday is more of a film review, team study type thing?
Team study and just what gives us the best chance to win and moving forward with the team we're playing and how we've been offensively and what we feel like after we sit down and today and tomorrow and see exactly what we need to do, where we need to go, we'll make that decision.
When you made that decision in the middle of the game, since Nick Caserio's on the headset, do you talk to him through that decision? Was he part of the process?
No, I made the decision myself.
Regarding Tyrod's handling of the ball, since it was his non-throwing hand, what are the aspects of kind of handling the ball you were worried about him capable of doing?
He couldn't grip the ball, him gripping the ball when the ball was being snapped to him. He had trouble gripping the ball. His hand was swelling up, and that was why.
Did you have a conversation with the two quarterbacks, kind of tell them where you're at and what you're thinking?
I haven't had a conversation at all right now.
David, how much does Tyrod, who obviously has more mobility and has some good runs this year with him, Mills lacks. Does that play into a decision with the mobility, especially when quarterbacks get blitzed and pressured?
Well, it plays more so in is when you're throwing the football. Obviously, you need to get the ball out quick when those kind of things are happening. And I really feel like Davis, when he was playing earlier, did a good job of doing that. Now, it's obviously yesterday when he came in the game, you probably saw that more blitzes started coming. And he did a good job of getting the ball off, and he also did a good job of using his feet to keep plays alive and actually got us a couple of first downs. But it is important to be able to have that mobility, and I think he doesn't have Tyrod's mobility, but he has enough mobility to be able to move around.
You're talking about Tyrod gripping the ball. You're talking about taking the snap.
Right, exactly right.
Medical decision where you don't really have, you're not having to make a football decision?
No, we'll make, it'll be a football decision.
So you think you would be healthy enough to play?
We'll know later on in the week.
Do you think Tyrod came back a little bit too early from the hamstring injury?
No, not at all. The hamstring is no issue at all. no issue at all. He's been healthy.
What did you think of Justin Britt and Christian Kirksey in their first games back
on fire? I thought they played well. You know, Justin, obviously it was good having Justin back. You know, he does a nice job up there of directing things with our guards, making calls. And the quarterbacks obviously have a real good comfort level with him. I thought they both, and I thought Christian played really good considering that he'd been out for a while.
Do you expect Laramie Tunsil to return this week?
I don't know if he'll return this week. We're taking it day by day with him, and we'll just kind of see.
Has a reputation.
Does the decision belong to Tunsil, or is it the doctors and the trainer that makes that decision?
It's a combination of things, John.
Tyra has a reputation for taking care of the ball. What do you think has been different about him this season?
You know, Aaron, I wish I could answer that. I'm not really sure. You're right. That hasn't been his MO. I don't really have an answer for that. I'm not really sure. It's just that those aren't things that he has done through his history. It's happened. And yesterday, the very first play of the game was one of those situations where in the past, he'd ran the ball, you know, but he threw it. And it was a bad decision.
Are there other aspects of his game, whether it be just overall accuracy or how much he's pushing the ball downfield, anything that doesn't maybe line up with what your expectation was of how he was going to play when he started?
No. The only expectation I had of him was him taking care of the football. And when he takes care of the football, when he's done that through his career, you know, he's been a good quarterback. And that hasn't happened the last few ball games.
You know, in the next couple of days as you're making the decision, how much when you're building around the offense around these two quarterbacks are there differences in what kind of reveals the trying to get something going with the offense?
Well, we've had Davis for those games that he's already started, and we kind of adjusted when we had him as a quarterback and before when Tyrod got hurt. So we'll go back and look at those things that he did and he did well, and we'll adjust it to him. And some of the things we had in for Tyrod, we won't have in for him because of the mobility thing within the run game.
After yesterday's loss, that you guys are going to reevaluate a lot of things. How much of that is also going to go into the coaching staff, especially with Tim Kelly as the play caller?
No, there's no problem. I have no problem at all with Tim calling the plays or any of the guys on our staff.
David, after the New England game, when Mills played his best game, are you surprised that he did, not that he played that well in the game, but he just seemed to regress? The offense seemed to regress. Are you surprised by that?
I wasn't surprised so much as that day. You know, with the way they played us and the way he played and the way things went that day, he made good decisions. He you know, there wasn't a lot of pressure on him. They played a defense where they didn't blitz a bunch, and he was able to execute, and he did things. And I thought that day he played well enough for us to win that ball game. And obviously he's a rookie, so when you get a rookie in there, just like yesterday, they blitzed us more when he went in the game than they did when we had Tyrod in the game.
When you were talking about Tim Kelly just then, you said – any other person on the staff with play calling, do you mean anyone else would do that?
No, I'm just saying I'm happy with all the guys on our staff, with what they're doing, the job they're doing.
All right, there's David Culley. He's pleased with the entire staff. They're evaluating, but not the staff.
Hold on. We'll
get into that. There's a lot to get into. This is...
It wasn't horseshit on offense.
It's the same thing. Same song, different dance. David Culley... frustrating a lot of people. Cal McNair met with the frustration of the fans yesterday at NRG, and that fan got sent packing. Did Cal McNair go soft yesterday? Lots to get into. Reaction Monday continues next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.